Back now with Day to Day and a story to celebrate spring, which officially starts tomorrow. Producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister ventured out to the budding plains of north central Illinois, to the Nachusa grasslands, where a team of volunteers is working to preserve the prairie. On the day that Dan and Elizabeth stopped by, the volunteers were planting burr oaks. These are fire-resistant trees that once were common in the area.
We are just about arriving at a 5-acre new planting. It's a former cornfield.
My name's Jay Stacy, and my first season was 1995 out here as a volunteer.
We are with Mary Scott, who is our 86-year-old volunteer.
86
and a half, thank you.
I'm just Mary Scott, and I'm just here to do what I can help do. I've learned several things in the years I've been here. I've learned that two good feet and two capable hands do make a difference.
It's a rolling terrain, and Mary Scott is standing in the middle of the field with her pail with burr oak acorns and a planting tool.
I'm going to plant acorns. Burr oaks.
The word amateur has been debased in our language to, you know, say something's amateurish, it's a shoddy job or something, but the word comes from the Latin root to love, and it means somebody's doing something for the love of it. And when you get people doing things for the love of it, then it shows in the product.
So, stick the tool in the ground, push it forward, lean over, which is good exercise. Drop your acorn in, pull your dirt up so you're covering it, and tap it. Say goodnight, acorn. I was born and raised on a farm. I had my toes in the ground. I've got dirt between my toes. So I've come by it honestly. And I pick up an acorn, and I drop it in there, and then the dirt covers it, and I pat it down for good measure. Nothing to it. Some of these things take tender, loving care. And patience is my long suit. I got lots of it.
She's walking along about every 10 yards, making a little hole with her tool and dropping an acorn and patting the dirt and moving on. She's done that for years here. And I think she's muttering to herself now.
I don't want the squirrel to come and eat it. One of the greatest sayings that I have heard since I've been here is leave your footprints. And he's the one that told me that, and I know after he told me that, it was probably one or two mornings, and all of a sudden I'm walking down the field and I'm saying, I'm leaving my footprints, and I'm leaving my footprints this morning. That's all. Are you counting these so we know how many we're putting in?
We had about a third of a pail.
How many seeds did I put in? I have no idea. How many pounds did I gather? I don't know. How many acorns am I going to plant? I don't know. Doesn't matter. I do what I can do. They've been very gracious about showing me how and what. And I just do that until they say, okay, let's go do something else. So off we go.
The native animals give you your report card. You know, they tell you, did you do a good job? And when you have the threatened native birds nesting in the piece, that's your report card. I guess it was about 8 years ago we heard one male henslow, sparrow, singing. And he sang for about a month and couldn't find a mate, and then he moved on. And we thought, oh, well, the next year we had two mated pairs. And the next year, 8, and the next year, 22, and now the place is jumping with henslow sparrow. So it's a case of an endangered bird restarting itself just because it had the habitat to do it.
Whoops! Didn't get that covered. We can do better than that. It's like looking at our children. I can see what all of the years of what Scotty and I did together to raise those kids. There they are, and it's unbelievable. It's the same with the plants. Patience. You don't see the results in 6 months or 1 year or 2 years. You never quit trying. I'll never live long enough to see the total results, but I'm helping build it. I'm helping rebuild it.
Our story, Nachusa Grasslands in Illinois, was produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister for Long Haul Productions in association with Chicago Public Radio.
Finches and sparrows build nests in my chimney. What remains of small flightless birds that you fail to protect? But the yoke isn't easy, in fact, it's a drag as a blown to corn.
Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by Mark Rosenbaum. The director is Kee Min Sung.
The day-to-day production staff includes Catherine Fox, Deborah Clark, Steve Prophet, Shireen Miraji, Sarah Spivak, Martina Castro, Nihar Patel, and our glorious intern, Jolie Myers.
Our editors are Rick Holter, Martha Little, Jacob Conrad, and Laura Dine.
Our online producer is Heather Murphy, and thanks to the NPR Research Librarians all, our technical director is Sean Corey Campbell, with engineer Carlos Asensio.
The day-to-day theme was composed by Greg Smith, and the executive producer of day-to-day is Jeff Rogers.
That song was Spare-O's. It's spelled S-P-A-R-E-O-H-S. It's a cut from Andrew Bird's CD, Armchair Apocrypha.